Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ever since Parkland, David Hogg. You haven't heard that name in a while, have you, David Hogg? I guess he's not at school right now. Isn't he going to Harvard? How is he even a favored person? He's a white male. I digress. He's been doing everything he can to push gun control in every way imaginable. Most of the time, it's all based upon ignorance. So he probably feels obligated to fire back at anything the NRA says. So if the NRA tweeted the sky was blue, he would take issue with that as well. So Hogg recently took issue with something the NRA said, referring to the AR-15 as a modern musket. And this is what happens when you don't understand nuance and you don't understand metaphors. If you don't really understand the language and you're out there and you take everything just as literally as it can, this should be sort of an indicator that they're probably very, very easily offended. So he also showed his own hypocrisy regarding firearms. So he on Twitter, he goes, 6 minutes, 20 seconds is all it took for the shooter at my high school to fire over 100 rounds from his AR-15 to shoot 34 people. In that same amount of time, even the most trained person would have only been able to fire 18 rounds with a musket. Modern-day musket, my fourth point of contact, not the word he used. You know, most of the time, young David doesn't know how to speak without using profanity, so this is actually pretty mild for him. But he misses the point altogether. He misses it so much it's impressive. Because no one is saying that the AR-15 is literally a musket. In that time, the musket was ubiquitous. Everybody had one. It was the height of technology. The role of the musket then was basically as what we would call it, you know, maybe America's rifle. And today, the AR-15, its role is as America's rifle. That was the weapon they used back in those days to defend either their home or their nation, which they did both in those days. But I'm you know, I could sit here all day and I don't really need to dissect his stupid comments. Fun as that might be, there's something far more important to discuss, something pointed out by Juanita Broderick. She said on Twitter, she goes, "Where was your outrage when the leader of Chaz was handing out AR-15s like candy?" That's a really good point. Raz Simone was handing out AR-15s to people in the CHOP in clear violation of state law. They have a universal background check. He just opened up the back end of his Tesla and was handing them out. He was at, "Does anybody know how to use this?" And then he handed it to somebody who clearly had no idea what he was doing with it. No background checks taking place in between all of this. Carrying them in the open in Washington State, you can carry a weapon in the open. You could even carry an AR-15 in the open. You just can't do it as to intimidate, which they were also clearly doing. And even left-leaning Snopes confirmed this when all of this was fact-checked. It's even on video. And Hogg is quiet on this one. So were most of the other anti-gun jihadists. They were absolutely silent despite the clear violations of the Washington state law, which they all paid for. They all clamored for. They had to have it. universal background checks. And here's Simone handing out guns to people without any check at all. He didn't know if he was handing a firearm to a convicted felon or not. And he didn't care. And the problem was that the people who want to enforce these rules on you and me were silent about what was taking place in the CHOP, CHAZ, CHUD, whatever you want to call it. And for all the rhetoric from people like Hogg that gun control isn't a partisan issue, they are partisan as they can be in how they approach gun control. Now, I realize most politicians, both sides, are very ignorant when it comes to gun control and gun rights. They don't really, you know, well, John that was on the show last night, he knows the difference, but I'm willing to call all of them out whenever they make a comment that can be construed as anti-gun in any way. And yet Hogg will just pretend that someone like Simone doesn't exist because this is not convenient. This isn't the way it's got to be, right? He's not the one I'm worried about. He thinks like I do. There would be those that would say, let's not beat up on young Mr. Hogg too badly. He's far from alone. We didn't hear from a lot of anti-gunners on what transpired there, like Fred Gutenberg and Alyssa Milano and Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg. They were all very quiet about it, too. I would have expected Alyssa Milano to actually be there. Maybe in blackface. And that's because anti-gunners have a hypocrisy problem. For all their claims that their position is nonpartisan, they're marching in lockstep with Democrats, and they won't say anything that could possibly conflict with a Democrat talking point, even when it's a clear violation of law. And it's a law that they all advocated for. They all pushed for it. And they want to see this implemented nationwide. But then, on the other hand, a lot of them will sit out back and, you know, in their quiet moments while they're actually discussing things and trying to do a little after-action review. And they'll wonder out loud why we don't take them very seriously at all. And this is why. Hogg, who's a student at Harvard, is just one of many hypocrites touting gun control as the cure to all of our ills. So long as their ideological opponents, who are the ones who have the guns, can have the gun to do what they want with them. They understand the utility of a gun. They just don't want me and you to have one. Now, when you find out that little tidbit, don't you sort of get why we're not going to give those up? David, Alyssa, Fred, Mikey, Squeaky. Do you understand that? Do you get what I'm saying? So, it's never been. I say this all the time. Gun control is a behavioral experiment. Sort of like COVID-19. Right now, one of the big things everybody's talking about is, can we send the kids back to school this year? Yes, we can. Well, how will we do it with social distancing? Well, you don't have to have that. Children, and it's not just the United States. They've tested all of the Western nations of Europe. They're all going back to school. This is not going to be a controversial thing. And in the meantime, as we drive forward to this election, this is going to be the centerpiece. It's going to be the hood ornament on the car that the Democrats are pushing. So, this is all based upon off of wrong data, manipulated data. It's the very same template that we have with COVID-19 as far as gun control. It's trying to control a behavior. Now, in the case of gun control, what they're trying to do is every gun that they can keep me and you from having is a victory. Of course, there is a problem with that. I have more guns than I need. I have enough to do a fair equipping of everybody that lives here with me, and I have some excess, as they would call it. But I know exactly what I need to go out and operate with. That's why I'm working on my back right now, because I got to get it right in case I have to go out and operate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
D-check them. What is this doing? What do I got going on here? There we go. I love it when that happens. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Shannon Watts got out there the other day and said, police violence is gun violence. She's joined by other gun control activists. But in Portland, Oregon, the dismantling of the police department's gun violence reduction team has coincided with a spike in shootings across the city. KPTV in Portland is reporting that the number of shootings in July of this year is almost 400% higher than July of 2019. And Portland Police Chief Chuck Lowell is hinting that the elimination of the police unit may be contributing to the spike in crime. And we get this. Last week, people say five people were killed in a span of 24 hours, including 18-year-old Shy India Harris, who was shot near Southeast 84th and Flavel. Family members said the shooting occurred after Harris had an argument with her boyfriend. We've had to re-resource our folks because of the loss of the GVRT, but I want to assure you that these cases are still important and being investigated, Lovell said. We're having to rely a little bit more heavily on patrol. And he also said there doesn't seem to be a clear reason for the spike in violence. I can come up with a couple of reasons, Chief. You got your little sticky note pad with you? Because it's not like Portland is the only city to see a spike in shootings over the past few months. Though it's worth noting that shootings in the city have increased year to year every month in 2020, with the exception of March, when Oregon's stay-at-home order was first issued. And it may be that the surge in violence in Portland began before the protests and the riots started in early June after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, but the continued violence in the streets of the ultra-leftist city certainly hasn't made anything better. And the riots in Portland have continued, even as things have started to calm down in other cities across the country. They declared, and I never knew this is actually what happens, but the police in Portland declared another riot early Tuesday morning as a matter of fact. And we get this. Officers reported making arrests after protesters were blocking Northeast Lombard Street and surrounding roads. When one of the arrest attempts were made, others reportedly interfered, struggling with police to free the person being arrested. Just before 12:30 a.m., police reported making more arrests, but no specifics were given. Shortly after midnight, Portland police declared the situation a riot and told protesters to leave immediately. On Twitter, they warned that they could use tear gas if the protesters did not disperse. Portland police say officers were hit with multiple objects through the night. I guess somebody might ask, do these riots have any bearing on the increased violence going on in Portland, Oregon right now? You bet your boots I do. Even if the spike in shootings is not directly related to any specific protest. Not only do the nightly protests and riots mean fewer officers in high-crime neighborhoods, but the attacks on policing further erode the trust and relationship between the city's police force and the community they serve. And given their politics, I don't see things getting any better any soon, unfortunately. Mayor Ted Wheeler still views Trump as the city's biggest problem, not the rioters, the violent agitators, the street criminals, who aren't just keeping Portland weird, but they're making Portland less safe. And that's a problem. That's a gigantic problem. Stay tuned to that. Now, one thing that's going on right now is a lot of the gun control advocates, they're not even going the way of the Democratic Party on one thing. Because they understand one thing. They understand with no police, there's no confiscation. So they have a reason right now to worry that their support for the police will make them the next casualty of cancel culture. Now, in recent years, June has always been marked by a flurry of orange-clad marchers promoting National Gun Violence Awareness Month. And this year's planned gatherings fell victim to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they were overshadowed by the BLM, nationwide protests against institutional racism, without policing. But the gun control lobby's reticence is not out of respect for the lives of George Floyd or Breonna Taylor, but rather concern for its own preservation. Because for decades, gun control advocates promoted greater police power as well as known practices of institutional racism within police firearms licensing divisions. Michael Bloomberg is one of the worst. And now that there are calls to defund the police, many leaders of the gun control lobby, who are almost all white, should rightly fear that their history of siding with the police and promoting policies now deemed racist by progressives may make them the next casualty of cancel culture. Gun control has always been rooted in racism and of the blatant no black gun ownership allowed variety. And fundamentally, it's difficult to subjugate a group if it's armed. And that's why restrictions on minority gun ownership predate not only the institution of slavery, but the founding itself. And the modern gun control movement has supported the more insidious method of using police discretion and biased background checks to suppress firearms license issuance. One of the best examples of this is the Sullivan Act out of New York. It's one of the best examples of gun control laws that put minorities at a disadvantage, and it has been widely copied. It was passed in 1911, and it addressed what is considered a growing problem of gun ownership among minorities and immigrants and labor organizers and anyone seen as a threat. And they accomplished this by allowing majority white police departments broad leeway to determine licensing requirements. So police departments can add their own requirements. Even if applicants deemed undesirable checked all the required boxes, the law's good moral character clause could be used as a catch-all to deny them. Reminiscent of any practices used by any segregationist would be that they would appreciate the NYPD License Division, with its perpetually white leadership and the blessings of the New York City Council, has used exorbitant fees, long English-only applications, expansive ID requirements, the need for applicants to take time off from work, and numerous other unconventional tactics to restrict license issuance. And the NAACP and other civil rights groups have denounced these impediments as unfairly putting black Americans and other minorities at a disadvantage. And that is true. But at the same time, you'll see groups like the Brady Campaign. You know what? I'll finish this up on the other side just simply because it's a very important point to make. But gun control is in danger of being canceled by the progressives. And they don't even, well, I think they may suspect it, but we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders.
MS-13 has been a problem for our country for a long time. We've taken them out by the thousands.
The president, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, also says many of those being arrested are being deported to their countries of origin.
ICE has deported over 16,000 gang members and arrested over 2,000 members of MS-13.
President Trump spending his afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, discussing infrastructure. Democrats are pushing the Senate to approve the HEROES Act, which cleared the Democratic-led House 2 months ago.
In that 2 months, so much has happened in our country that could have been prevented had the Republicans not called for a pause.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking there in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News. A win for the pro-life movement, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues.
Former White House physician Ronnie Jackson is one step closer to winning a seat in Congress. Jackson was the winner of the House GOP primary runoff in Texas's 13th congressional district. As far as why Jackson's running, he tells Fox News,
I just got into this race because I'm just disgusted with what's going on in our country. And I think a lot of folks are. I've been frustrated for a long time about the lack of support that the president has. He needs some folks in there that are going to get in there. They're going to have his back. They're going to help him with his Keep America Great, America First agenda.
President Trump did call and congratulate Jackson as well. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For all of you that are going to watch this later on Facebook, I am working on getting everything piped into you. I got half of it in today. Hopefully the other half comes in just a few days, and then we can start anew. I've been noticing that fewer and fewer people are watching it. So anyway, I know. I understand. I was talking about the racism issue that gun controllers have. Organizations that support discretionary licensing requirements, like Brady United Against Gun Violence, seem to believe that the same police who allegedly beat, shoot, and asphyxiate people of color in the street would turn around and equitably issue them firearms permits. Well, that makes no sense. And what background checks? What about them? The holy grail of the gun control agenda. The public seems to have little idea of what goes into them. For example, the NYPD License Division background check includes marijuana offenses, and not just convictions, but mere arrests. The ACLU's research shows that black Americans are 3.64 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession. In New York, the figure is in the double digits. And you would think that inclusion of such arrests on background checks would raise social justice concerns. Now, there's a broad movement dedicated to reforming a racist justice system, yet the gun control lobby doesn't seem to have gotten the memo. And moreover, and maybe the most egregiously peaceful protesters who come out to support the Black Lives Matter movement and were arrested for minor infractions stand to lose their gun licenses or their right to ever have one. And still, the gun control lobby remains silent. And we shouldn't be surprised by this, because groups like Every Town for Gun Safety were founded by Mr. Stop and Frisk himself, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And like Bloomberg, most funders behind gun control initiatives are wealthy white people who can afford to hire private security. And even if gun control groups believe that minority groups should be armed, why take the additional step of providing special privileges to the police? Now, a lot of people got upset during what was perceived to be the militarization of the police departments. Where they were getting, you'd have a military vehicle that started its life in Fallujah, and then would get bought up by a police department and end up in Farmingdale somewhere. So, why does every gun control bill since the 1934 Firearms Act contain clauses that exempt police officers from common sense restrictions? The 2004 Law Enforcement Safety Act, for example, promoted by gun control enthusiasts like Senator Charles Schumer, allows active or retired officers the right to carry weapons nationwide. I know a lot of gun instructors who have credentials with law enforcement, and so they carry a gun wherever they go, and can, legally. They can go into states where they don't allow it. Although I think New Jersey is probably one they don't want to go into. Those assault weapon weary New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey certainly think it's okay for their police officers to possess military arms and jam as many rounds into them as they could possibly want. And if keeping guns in the home is so dangerous, why are police officers encouraged to do this? Because don't blue lives matter at all? So if we're trying to instill in our police that they are of and for the people, why do gun control advocates grant them a status akin to being a super citizen? And one of the simplest ways to reduce the number of police shootings is to hold them to the same standard of self-defense the rest of us are held to. And surely the gun control lobby's mantra that only police should have guns no longer holds. Perhaps the most striking contradiction inherent in the gun control lobby is that its promotion of licensing discrimination and special police privilege comes on the backs of those seeking to reduce gun violence. Rank-and-file members of the gun control movement are good people. A lot of them have had their lives touched tragically by gun crime. And it's only right that they seek to stem further violence and advocate laws, because they're trying to find closure, which they're never going to find, unfortunately. They want to, the cause becomes, I want to prevent the next one of these from happening. But these people, these rank-and-file people, they know little about the discriminatory nature of the policies that the gun control lobby's leadership supports. Some have seen the light that the gun control lobby is violating the tenets of progressivism, even if it's nestled among the progressive left. In 2017, New York's Gays Against Guns was one of the first to acknowledge that gun control is a tool of American white supremacy. But I hadn't even heard of these guys till just now. So the fact that they made this realization, you can probably bet it didn't get a whole lot of penetration out there amongst the rank and file, just normal people. And that's far from the norm. So, for the gun control lobby, they've refused to comment on policy changes in response to the Black Lives Matter movement, nor have leaders apologized for their role in perpetuating institutional racism. And if their movement is going to if they're going to rid America of every vestige of racism, then they have to hold the gun control lobby to the same standard. They have to demand resignation of its leadership. And as their movement slogan goes, silence is violence. And this has always been their problem. Gun control is steeped in racism of late. Now, you have certain black politicians that are out there now that are considered to be among the elite. And so it's become sort of a race/socioeconomic thing. If you're not one of the powerful people, if you're not one of the elite, one of the ones that are out there actually doing things and making things happen. Still, its basis is in racism. I do not get upset by black Americans having guns, or Asian Americans having guns, or Indian Americans having guns, or Indonesia, you know, whatever you want to call them, wherever they're from, if they've got to be hyphenated, I have no issue with them having a gun. Unless they're criminals. If they're just law-abiding people that have guns for the same reason I have guns, which I have guns for two reasons. I have guns for immediate self-defense in the event that somebody wants to try to do a crime against me or mine that would result in very severe bodily harm or death. I've got them for that. And I've also got them in case the government forgets who they are and they need a reminder. And that's why I've got them. And if everybody else that I know has them for that reason, you know, there's some people that compete with them. There's some people that hunt with them. I don't do those things. That's fine. I don't do those things. They're more than welcome. That's another legal pursuit of theirs. But I don't have the time for the racist side of this. I really don't. Now, when we get back, I'm going to talk about something that you probably would not believe would be coming out of my face. But I'm definitely going to talk about it simply because this is something we need to be considering as we go forward. At some point, we have to decide what our next step is going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, what I'm about to say, I'm not trying to cast shade at anybody. I'm not trying to cast dispersion at anybody. This is purely my opinion, okay? And I do get a lot of things to evaluate. So what I'm talking about is stuff that you actually go out and you plan on using. But it always happens. It always happens. Whenever there's a crisis or a prominent Democrat threatens to criminalize some aspect of the right to keep and bear arms, people run out to buy lots of guns and tons of ammunition. It happened during President Bill Clinton's first term when he was campaigning for Dianne Feinstein's 10-year assault weapon ban and the Brady Bill's 5-day waiting period on buying handguns. It happened again in 2012 when Obama came out for a much more restrictive ban and a slew of other anti-gun initiatives. It happened after some of the terrorist attacks by Islamic jihadists around the country during Obama's scandal-ridden administration. And it happened last year when all the Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination were calling for the banning and manufacture of AR-15s and comparable rifles. And the mentally diminished Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke were additionally calling for confiscating the roughly 20 million of those that Americans already own. I actually think that's a low number. That's a low number. I could tell you why I think that, but I'm not going to tell you. This year, it has happened more than ever before in response to the Chinese virus pandemic and the violent rioting by mobs of Marxist sociopaths supporting Antifa and Black Lives Matter's war against Western civilization. If you want to look at the scale of the gun buying surge, the FBI reports that 7 of 10 weeks during which it has conducted the greatest number of firearm-related background checks since their inception in November of 1998 through the end of June, we're in February, March, and June of this year. It is natural that people have a desire to enhance their ability to defend themselves, and it's presumably the reason for those bull markets in guns, because over the years, polls have consistently shown that self-defense is always the primary reason that people buy guns. But it's also indicated that most gun owners never attend formal training in their gun's use. Now, that's always been a puzzler for me, because buying a gun and buying ammunition, those are the two things, those are two prerequisites to going to train. And if you do go train,
you know what, we'll get to that in just a minute. Recently, Carl Rain, a longtime firearm instructor in Central Texas and grandmaster in five U.S. Practical Shooting Association disciplines, and co-author John Daub revisited the subject about why people don't train in strategies and standards for defensive handgun training. They found that only 1% of Texas gun owners attend training after receiving their handgun carry license. Buying guns in response to a crisis may make people feel good and may satisfy the psychological need to do something. But just owning the gun doesn't mean knowing how to use it. And, you know, Jeff Cooper, he said in The Art of the Rifle, the marksmanship is a somewhat simpler effort than playing a musical instrument, but it is not so simple as to be achieved without any effort. So if your goal is to be able to defend yourself, getting out there and buying five different handguns, if you buy yourself five different handguns and pallets of budget-grade ammunition that will only collect dust, is a poor strategy, unless you want to take those out and train with them. In addition to preparing yourself psychologically and in terms of your clinical health and athletic fitness and developing your contingency plan, you would be better served by having guns and magazines and ammunition and accessories that are designed specifically for defensive purposes. And then once you've got that assembled, then going and taking a class from a good tactical firearm instructor. And there's more than ever now. There's more now than ever before. And they're spread out. They're geologically accessible. If they're not accessible to you, a lot of them will come to you, like Steve Fisher, Dave Harrington, Keita Bussey. They go to where the students are. But then you've got the Sig Sauer Academy in New Hampshire. Tactical Response. I'm alumnus of Tactical Response out of Camden, Tennessee. Combat Shooting and Tactics in East Texas. The Gunsight Academy in Arizona. Thunder Ranch in Oregon. And Range Master in Costa Lutis, which conduct classes from coast to coast. You could go there. There's a place called Green Ops. It's based in Northern Virginia in San Antonio. And they also go locally and do mobile training in other places. But they also have a program focusing on a cost-free, time-efficient practice methodology, which you've heard us talk about before. It's called dry firing, meaning without ammunition. This is basically to teach you the muscle memory of what it takes to pull a trigger. As with anything involving guns, there's certain safety protocols that must be followed when dry firing. And Mr. Green and his cadre can explain what's required in detail. But, you know, student of the gun, my friend Paul Markle, he does something like that. He has something called the one box training session, which is 50 rounds when you're trying to conserve. There will be another surge in gun hoarding, which will likely take place if, some would say when, there's another round of riots, especially if people have the perception that the cops are letting the rioters run wild because they've been ordered to do so by their cities and their Democrat governments. And people will buy more guns if there are more attacks like the one in Indianapolis. But, like Cooper said, marksmanship and related handgun handling skills, like the handgun draw stroke, the speed and tactical reloading, and the malfunction clearing, cannot be achieved without effort. So it's time to begin training and practicing now. One of my biggest fears is that I fire primarily two kinds of platforms, single action and striker fired. And those things are not the same thing. So I'm constantly trying to figure out what I need to do and what I need to practice with and train with. Now, right now, Brent said it, the one-box workout. Thank you, sir. Right now, I'm having to run around with the lightest weapons I own, which are all Glocks, in various means and ways. Ways and means, which whatever it is going to be. And but the single-action guns I have, which are, I can hit literally anything with it, and I train so well with them. So, and I know the manual of arms, which is another thing you've got to learn. But one thing you got to take into consideration, you got to learn all the unsexy things that goes with handling a gun. clearing a stoppage, pulling it apart and cleaning it, pulling your magazines apart and cleaning it, figuring out that draw stroke, figuring out how to reholster the weapon. Guns are like airplanes, by the way. An airplane's worst time to be for a crash, for example, the most dangerous time with an airplane is takeoff and landing, which you can equate the draw of the gun with the takeoff and the reholstering of the gun with the landing. This is where most shooters make an error, where they accidentally shoot themselves. And normally it's a wound across the top of their thigh. Not life-threatening. Awful doggone painful. So, instead of us going out and buying one of everything that we've got out there, why don't we go out there and get the stuff we need and go train? I guarantee you, being dangerous is worth it. It's very much worth it. Being out there, knowing what you got to do. People who train don't get in gunfights. That's also a plus. People who train don't get in gunfights because they're aware. They're practicing their awareness all the time. They're not looking at their phone going, hey, did you see this TikTok? They're not doing that. So, go train. If you have a centerfire rifle and you have a pistol and you need the magazines to go with it, the carriers for the magazines to go with it, you need to learn how to clean it, you need to learn how to reduce stoppages with it, all that stuff, go do that. Do that now. Coming up next, you're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.